Hello, everybody, and welcome to Transforming Grief in the Lungs, Large Intestine, All Things Metal Elements, and Transforming Grief so that we can make room for new things. So as we transform grief into letting go energy, it actually can clear out the old to make room for the new. So what are you letting go of? What are you, you know, chewing on that is still hanging on that kind of might be a little bit stubborn for you? What do you need to release, or what is it that's, you know, coming up for you today or has been there potentially for a very long time? Yeah, just begin to contemplate that. And if you have anything specific that's arising for you, you're welcome to type it on into the chat feature. Okay. A brief moment. Thank you all for being here, whether you were live or listening to the recording. This is the first recording that I'm doing in our brand new home where we've left the Airbnb and we're now here. This is the best sound quality I could find in the whole house. Not necessarily the best lighting, as you can tell. And the running water is still a bit of an issue, so forgive the appearance for today. Okay. Good thing we're on Zoom. All right, y'all, let's head on in for today's session. Thank you for those of you typing into the chat feature. I won't say names, but just in case it's relevant to anybody else, what all is been coming up for people to release, whether it's sent to me privately or to the group. I just won't say names regardless, just to keep things confidential here. Anger is the first one. The second one is bad reputation. And the third one is just depletion, feeling just like there's nothing left in the tank. Okay. Okay. So, and specifically the bad rep was coming up to let go of that to transform the way into having a good rep. Okay. All right, y'all. Settling in here. Beginning by means of breathing, giving yourself a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. Yeah. Using every breath here as an opportunity to release and let go. Begin to feel yourself sink even deeper into that cushion below you. Okay, love bugs. And if there's anything that comes up while we're working, you're more than welcome to type it into the chat feature, either privately or to me or to the group, is what I'm trying to say. There we go, to everyone. Okay, so the first thing I'm seeing is actually just a bit of tension around the windpipe, the trachea here on either side of it. And it's interesting, in this area where the blood vessels flow throughout the neck. It's thought to be that this is where Ganesh, the god in Hinduism, around placing and removing obstacles, that his legs are thought to run through here. So the first thing we actually need to do is to defrag Ganesh. So again, Ganesh places and removes obstacles. And you can think of this very conceptually speaking. The other parts of where Ganesh is thought to hang out mostly is in the back of the skull, the pons, the cerebellum, the brain stem. If you look at it very loosely, it can form like almost the shape of an elephant head. Okay, and then the legs are thought to go through the sides of the neck. So we're going to run a defrag on Ganesh, which helps to, just like a computer defrag or a spring clean, take out all the clutter and make everything nice and neat and organized and easy to find what's needed as it's needed. As we defrag Ganesh here, We're addressing simultaneously the fear of quote unquote losing your mind. Okay, and I don't mean like the fear of like losing your temper, but like the fear of like literally not being as cognizant as you would like to be at all times, or the inability to express it as well as you would like to. Okay, and then we're linking that right into the voice box itself here. Okay, and we're actually working with a particular sound. The sound is almost like a snake hissing, which is also the sound of the lungs, the lung meridian. It's also coming up to chew on that as homework to support the processing. Okay. And you can even feel that vibrating all the way down to the lungs if you put your attention there. You can play with it a little bit. Okay. And in terms of the resonance there that you're looking for, what it's going to do is just loosen up the pieces, the clutter that don't need to be here, and it'll provide strength and vitality and reinvigoration into the areas that require it. Okay, and then that's linking now into the upper neck, just below the jaw here. And we're doing an emotional release of shame for quote-unquote how it is you hold yourself up. And I don't have any more information on that, so I'll let you extrapolate how that resonates for you. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It might be working out something on a subconscious level. Okay. And then there's a very specific adhesion. I can't very well describe it anatomically speaking, but it's just to the left of the windpipe where it meets the angle of the jaw. Well, not the angle, but basically midway through the mandible there. Okay, as we unwind this adhesion, it looks like, oh, it's actually relaxing this whole left-hand side of the jaw. Oh, okay, maybe that's that piece of how you were holding yourself up, was holding also the jaw up. Nice, so as we release that, the jaw is actually more able to like literally let it tear down and shake things loose. As we open up the jaw here, I'm seeing the governing vessel passageway open up here, and it's going from the kind of reverse order. It's actually going from the crown of the head down to the spine. So this is the governing vessel 20 points. I'm seeing it go all the way through 16 at the very base of the skull, 14 at the base of the cervical spine, and then all the way down into governing vessel 1 through to the tailbone, or just in front of the tailbone region on the perineum side there. Okay, and it's almost like a zipper. It's just peeling back this bioenergetic release. And interestingly enough, what comes out is feathers. And underneath the feathers, I just see red irritation. So as we release this, whatever that may be, a source of inflammation that doesn't need to be here is what we're going to call it. And this bioenergetic blockage seems to be also hanging on to some anger. I think that's what the red is representing. But for some of you, it's not totally anger. For some of you, it's more that tinge of fear, which makes it usually rage. So for some of you, it's red hot rage. And for others of you, it's just run-of-the-mill anger. Okay, so as we release that, underneath that is the emotion of grief. And it's around the loss of self and how it is you've had to mold yourself to fit into the world, how you've had to mold yourself, and all that you've lost. What is it you've had to give up in order to fit into this world? What is it you aren't allowed to say in order to fit into this world? What is it you're not allowed to act like in order to fit into this world? What is it you're not allowed to be in order to fit into this world? What is it you're not allowed to do in order to fit into this world? You get the idea. Okay, and that grief is very deeply buried. This is old, ancient grief that transcends this lifetime, in fact. And this idea of this is how we have to act is coming not just from family, but also through culture, society, in this era now, media is an influence as well, of course. And in your parents' era to a certain extent as well, grandparents as well. Potentially, depending upon your age ranges. Okay, and that underlying grief is just this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so deep. It's like the deepest crevasse of lack energy, or the things that you've had to give up in order to again fit into this world. And because of that deepness, it's actually carrying with it the identity of I am lack, like I am not enough. I am, pick your favorite word for that, inferior, not enough. I'm going to call it lack consciousness. Okay. And for here, we actually need to work with the transcendence from wanting to having. So what is it you want is great to identify, but then we need to give that energy of I want to be whole, I want to X, Y, Z, into the capacity that we give it up, the wanting that is, we can then have those same very things. But it's the wanting energy that almost becomes like a small addiction. So we actually need to run a body chemistry on the wanting to fill this void, so that way the void can actually be filled, so to speak. Okay, beauty. So as we work with that, and I talk about that a lot in Core Reveal and Release, that's in your account if you haven't had a chance to listen to it all yet. I suggest that you take a little peek at that once in a while if it calls to you, if the timing's right on your end. Okay, and then as we do this very deep emotional release of grief, and I mean it's like cutting you to the core type of grief around all that you've had to give up, we also need to work with governing vessel point 14 at that base of the throat area there, or the back of the neck, I should say, and it governs all things yang. Okay. And then as we do that, it needs to connect into governing vessel 60. Now the flow is going the other way. Interesting. And that's found in the very crown. No, sorry, not the crown. At the base of the skull here and the center line. And this point. Okay, it seems to be jamming up the flow of information that goes into governing vessel 20, and it can create this feeling of just being locked and trapped in a rock and a hard place type of a setting, and it can make us feel like we're going, well, kind of crazy. Okay, so this can help to calm down mental, emotional stuff, and it can also help to sort out any sort of disordered thinking to a certain extent, and as we do that, there's two pathways. There's an internal pathway that governing vessel 16 can talk to 20 with, and there's an external pathway. We just need to make sure that the right amount of energy is in each for everybody. We're going to balance that. As we do that, we're unhooking this feeling of having to hold it all together to fit in from governing vessel 16 at the base of the skull here. Okay. All right. So as we work with this point here, there's this interesting split between the left and the right sides. It's almost as if one of the ways in which you've been coping or dealing with life or organizing your energy to exist and be and do as you need to has been to divert energy more into masculine or more into feminine. And that can still happen as it needs to, but we're just opening up other possibilities so that other pathways can be present, so that when you need to access one resource over the other, the feminine over the masculine or vice versa, or a different blend, it can actually be accessible in there to support you. Okay, and as we do that, we're enhancing blood, nerve, and lymph supply all through the brain. Well, lymph only drains out of the brain, it happens mostly through the cerebrospinal fluid. Okay, so beauty. As we do that, there's an old piece of grief as well stuck in the large intestine meridians that we're also taking out. It almost looks like what we jokingly think of as like an undigested McDonald's hamburger that's been sitting in the colon forever and a day. It kind of has that energy. It's like old stale stuff that just kind of got forgotten to be thrown out. Most of it's been digested well enough, but it's still just sitting there like a clump, and it's not moving. And it's got the energy of like old stubbornness. Old stubbornness. As we release that, We're linking into the five senses, all five of them, physical and subtle alike, and we're hydrating them, and we're filling them with the capacity to take in and receive even more joy and how the senses operate in a way that's particularly useful for you. Sometimes our senses accidentally get stuck on just seeing the crap in the world, so we're making sure that they can actually see both sides of this coin, that they can also see the joy that's here too. Okay, beauty. And we're going to tap here, just giving that all a few slow, deep breaths. Okay. And giving that one more slow, deep breath. Let's let that integrate really nicely here for everybody. Okay, loves. Okay, we're heading now into governing vessel 15, which is right in that middle between 14 and 16. And it hangs out on the upper neck as well, but it can be really useful for dealing with emotional things. And above and beyond that, it can also help to support opening up of the throat here, as well as dealing with things like epilepsy, all the nervous system things, stroke energy, strokes. And if you suffer from really stiff neck or subtle headaches, that can come up here too. It's got a long laundry list of things here too. But interestingly enough, because we've been dealing with point 14 and 16, 15 is feeling a little bit, well, neglected. And as we work with this point, it's actually just carrying this energy of feeling ignored that it wants to release here. And it's more just that I need to be seen. So where is it in your life that you feel that you need to be seen? Where is it in your life that you're feeling ignored? Where is it that you're being misjudged, misperceived, not accurately being reflected in other people's eyes? For all of that, we'll call it misperception, misunderstanding, energy. Just invite that in and welcome that to be here and allow it to be here as it is. Inviting in all the emotions that may go with that, all the pain around feeling ignored and not worth being seen, not worth being noticed. Let's give it the attention it's asking for here and now just by observing and welcoming it. And allowing it to be here as it is, without judgment, just allowing it. And all those misperceptions, just for now, could you let those go? All those misperceptions and the need to prove yourself otherwise. Would you let that go just for now? When? And if there's anything else around the energy of misperception or being misperceived, being misunderstood, just allow all those stories to bubble up here and now. Even if you can't remember them consciously or put words to them, that's okay. Just connecting to the energy of them in whatever way feels right for you. And now can you also welcome all the stories, the judgments, the wants, the needs, the thoughts, the feelings that go with this all? And then can you also welcome the feeling that this has been yours to carry, that it's somehow your fault, or it was on you to prove yourself otherwise? As you do that, there's an adhesion that's just loosening up from the middle to base of the lungs, close to the midline. So I'm just going to unhook that here. Some old grief energy here as well. Okay. And just see now if you can also welcome what is beyond all of this, welcoming the all that is beyond this. Okay, we do one last round, welcoming anything that needs to be here around this feeling of being misperceived, misunderstood, misjudged. And allowing that to be here as it is without needing to change or fix or have it be other than just what it is. And just for now, could you let this go? And as best as you can, in this moment, would you let this go? When? As we were doing all of that, the misperception, misjudge stuff was also linking into a time frame in utero at 3 months of age. And this feeling of not being seen or heard as clearly, not being seen or heard as clearly as you would like to. Regarding the nourishment that you were receiving physically, mostly, but also a little bit emotionally here too. And it was this devastation of like, you're not taking care of me. Like, why am I not being cared for? Why am I not being taken care of the way that I need to, the way that I'd like to? And it set the stage to be just a little bit cautious around receiving. So the stage to be just, you know, a little bit hesitant, and are we sure we want to take that in? So that cautiousness grew over time, and it's created a bit of a brick wall. And this energy of I have to be cautious, I have to be careful, I have to mind myself, I have to be just so, over time becomes second nature, but yet it doesn't make it any less exhausting or depleting on our system. So it's time to take that wall down some. It's ready to, I might be in rental mode, but it's ready to have some layers released of it. So, actually it's all just tumbling down. Okay, so like a sledgehammer hit it all just went tumbling down, and there's a little bit of rubble and dust that's being kicked up. Okay, so we're just releasing that all really thoroughly here. And then that's linking into this consciousness of misperceived, misjudged can go hand in hand with the consciousness of having like a bad rap, a bad rep. So how do we transform our reputation here to support that all? We're actually going to go into that same point, governing vessel 16, as well as into the heart and lungs. That point can also support the opening of things in the chest. Okay, and we're running a Sidri here for governing vessel 16. See all that healing resources, the blood, the nerve, the lymph, etc. Then D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking where it just may have seemed like there was none before. And then opening up to other possibilities where we can, you know, see other opportunities and be seen in a new light. Integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, love bugs. As we get that Sidri running here, just take a moment to see if there's any pieces of grief here for you. If you like, you can take your hand right to the back of the skull here. And as you're tuning into that, just with all five senses, take a gander. What has been the cost of the losses that you have experienced? What has been the cost of the losses that you've experienced? And just letting all that's arising here for you, even if you can't give voice to it, just simply be here. And just connect to it sensually. Does it have a smell, a taste? A sound? A feeling. An image, a visual. What does it look like? And if it had a color, what color would it be? Just noticing how much is here. Is this like roughly the shape or size of an egg? A cantaloupe? A watermelon? A beach ball or bigger? Okay. And as you breathe into all of that, imagine that with every breath, you can loosen up the edges of that ball. And we're just going to unhook it here in 3, 2, 1. Okay, love, just giving that another slow, deep breath here. Okay. We're heading right back into that jaw region again, but it's going now into more of the TMJ region. just in front of the ear. If you place your hand there, you open, close your jaw, you'll feel that joint. And we need to repair its connection to its partner, the sacroiliac joint, which is in the back of the pelvis. If you've ever had sciatica, you definitely know where your SI joint is, that sacroiliac joint. And I'm going to hyper-exaggerate it, but it's almost like this TMJ is angling on the left-hand side towards the left, and it's stretching the SI out to the right, but it's creating this lopsided impact. So we just need to bring everything back midline and then strengthen the opposite TMJ to SI. Think of that as like X marks the spot in a way, but X also helps to open up the body-mind in a very balanced, even-keeled manner. So as we get both of the TMJs and the SIs aligned here, we're also working with their capacity to digest. Digest changes, digest this piece of grief that you're chewing on. And then we're working with, again, this consciousness of transforming that bad to good rep. And we're working now with cellular repair of all things, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. Oh, okay, we have to do it for the diaphragm, that center of control and emotional processing, to basically loosen things up. This makes more sense now. Sometimes when we feel like we've been labeled a certain way or backed into a corner in a certain way, we end up adopting certain ways of being that support that. So that way other people just continue to perceive us as such. And it becomes this interesting little like layering or downward spiraling effect that can happen. And with the diaphragm, it's actually become this center of control. It's like, oh, well, yes, people perceive me that way, but at least I know what they think of me. So there's this essence of control piece that's hooked in with that. Okay, so now we're going to open up the opportunity to step into vulnerability and to step out of the controlled, known, bad rep, mislabeled, misjudged, pick your favorite word for that all. And literally I see this body mind like advancing, taking three big steps into new terrain, into new possibilities, into new opportunities. Who would I be without that bad rep? Okay, and all that's hanging into, or hooked into, I should say, the pericardium meridian. And the pericardium meridian helps to stabilize things on a psychological level to a certain extent. So does that governing vessel 16 point that I keep referring to. And we actually need to link the pericardium into governing vessel 16 to allow both of these to stabilize together, synchronistically. Then we're also working with the Wei Qi in general, and enhancing that Wei Qi as it surrounds the entire external body. Okay, and then it's linking into stomach six acupuncture points. Stomach six, which honestly I kind of forget, so I'm gonna look it up real quickly here. So there we go. It is, it's on the cheek here, in, it's about, just that area that we're working with in the TMJ. So how neat is that? Can't make this stuff up. Okay, so it can help with a variety of things, including that crookedness in the jaw, the stuff that we were balancing earlier. And if we have problems like opening our mouth, it can be really, really helpful for that too. Okay. Hey, okay, neat. Okay. All the knowledge at our fingertips. You gotta love the accessibility these days. Okay, so as we work with that stomach 6 point here now, we actually need to run another Sidri on it as well. And that's gonna continue for the next 5 days. And I see it as opening up to receive new life, to receive that more useful perception of others. And then we're going to link that into all 5 senses to just balance, so that way they can take in the other side of the coin, instead of, again, always taking in the crap in life, opening up to receive the other half of that. hard to drink from an upside down cup, so to speak. Okay. Okay, so as that opens up, now we're linking that into the navel, center of well-centeredness, as well as connection. And an area just below that navel, along the conception vessel meridian, opening up to all things yin, again, that nurture and nourish us. But this one in particular goes into the paths of, and we've used it before, of the pathway of vitality, opening up that low back energy, that Ming Men. And here we just need to simply run our permissions. I receive new life. 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 Okay, and it's defined by the consciousness of abundance, not gestation, but don't blame me if you, you know, get pregnant. I'm teasing, mostly. I hope. Although if it happens and you're trying to get pregnant, then good. But sometimes I get a lot of like, I'm not trying to get pregnant. Stop talking about abundance. I'll comment. So just know that we can get pregnant with a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a baby. And you might get pregnant with, you know, new life of some sort. I receive new life. Feel free to play with those words as much or as little as you like. Okay, love, so now that's all linking into the 12th house. House of letting go, house of releasing the old, house of peeling back the layers of who it is you are not. And then we're bringing in the energy of the planet Saturn. And Saturn energy can be very demanding. It's very strict and harsh and a bit of a taskmaster. And we're releasing this feeling of having to hold yourself overly accountable. And we're releasing that again from stomach six acupuncture point here. So yeah, what if this wasn't your fault? What if this wasn't on you? What if this is just something that happened and you got caught up in the shitstorm, the maelstrom of it all? Okay, and then we're linking that into the kidneys, and we're releasing this feeling of paranoia, of fear, of being held back, in particular as it orients to family, but beyond the family as well. It's the people that you consider to be family, whether that's the people that you work with, the people that you created something with. Okay. That can even include animals that are, well, to me, animals are just given as a family, but other people don't always think of it that way. Okay, then we're doing lymphatic circulation for the kidneys, for the kidney meridian. And then I just hear the words, I've lost myself. I've lost myself along the way. To restore this connection between you and yourself. We're also working with this theme of soul restoration, and like we kind of did last week, carrying it forward here. To restore that though fully, more fully, we need to unhook anxiety. And it's a type of anxiety that's almost paralytic, paralyzing. Okay, and as we unhook and really re-release that paralyzing anxiety, we're bringing in the gallbladder meridian, which is very much about forward movement, making decisions, catalyzing change, creating action, as well as the liver, which will add the feminine touch to that, to organize the plans of how you're going to move forward. So that way it's nurturing and nourishing for you. So that way it feeds your soul, so to speak. Restores the soul. And then for the liver, we need to run three permissions. I am safe, I am at home, and I am at peace. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna tap that all in, breathing here, love bugs. Okay, and then for the left entire chest, if this was your front chest wall and this is your back chest wall, I should know where there's better lighting. This is the front chest wall, this is the back chest wall. And we need to essentially do this to it. It's as if the front on the left hand side is depressed and the back on the left hand side is dominating or bullying it. So we're just writing things up here and in turn opening up the heart. To do that though, we need to work with the left hip. We're just unwinding a series of different adhesions here, all orienting to the energy of mom. Okay, and whether that was good, bad, ugly, or anywhere in between, as we release anything that might be here, we're also seeing that impact the iliopsoas muscle that runs between the low back and the hip. Just unwinding the tension that runs here as well. Okay, we're tapping here. Slow, deep breaths. I need to do some extra tapping directly on the psoas itself. Little doggy barking just to support everything integrating. Hi. They're very much getting settled into the new space as well. Okay, loves. Giving that one more slow, deep breath just to let that really marinate here and just forgive the dog water drinking now. I guess barking makes you thirsty. Only on recording days. Everyone's usually pretty forgiving of that, and thank you for all of your kind thoughts and words around that, all that I've received in the past. I'm gonna let those land on my nervous system right now as I'm internally going, not on the recording. He's literally drinking 2 feet from the mic. I should have moved the water bowl. We're living in a very contained place right now. And the home is quite big, but it's all full of drywall dust except for this one little corner, and I'm quite allergic to drywall dust. So I'm here in the area of good sound to support multiple needs all at the same time. Okay. All right, loves. I think the doggos are getting settled again. Let's see what's coming up next here. And that piece is still actually just nicely integrating here. Let's give that all another slow, deep breath here. Okay, nice. We have a little bit more to do. We have a bundle of beliefs to unhook from the large intestine. We're going to the portion that runs transverse or horizontal, transverse colon. And it runs, you can think of it as below, just below the diaphragm. That's pretty accurate. And we're working with the splenic flexure, or pardon me, the hepatic flexure on the right-hand side, which is basically the corner. So your large intestine kind of makes like a box all the way around, and it kind of squiggles out. We're working with the part on the right-hand side, and right as it's turning that corner into the transverse colon here, and it's letting go of the past and the future just to allow yourself to be here as you are. Now, in that flexure region. It's just soggy. It's got excess dampness here. So we need to do a five element balancing here. That sets the stage for disease, for health issues to occur on multiple levels. Sogginess, not great for the body. Hydrated, yes. Sogginess, not so much. Okay, so as we release some of that sogginess here, it had almost like this sort of like hot feel to it as well somehow, even though it, well, was more wet than not. It was that almost makes you want to throw up, kind of like nausea, heat that flashes through the body sometimes, especially if you just injured yourself. It's got that type of thing, that type of energy to it. And it's actually clearing out the consciousness of old injuries, old hurts, old times where you've just felt incidentally or purposefully attacked. All those times in which you've been the target, all those times in which you've been, again, misperceived, misjudged, misunderstood. So imagine that you can take that bullseye target off of the hepatic flexure, such a fancy word, of the large intestine here. Okay, and that actually opens up now this entire region of the colon, of the transverse large intestine. And I just hear the words, I can be present with myself now. I can be present with myself now. Sometimes we literally take on this identity based on how it is other people have told us who it is we are and how it is they've shaped and formed that. Any sort of attack on your character, attack on yourself, any feelings of judgment over time can be like, oh, maybe they're right, I don't know, who's to say? And essentially I saw that releasing and opening up to actually just being present to you underneath all those labels and ideas of how other people think you are. To support that even further, that drama queen of the brain, the cingulate gyrus here, we're just going to dial that down along with the amygdala complex. And the amygdala complex tends to operate on fear, anger, rage. Okay, and it decides whether we're going to over-respond or simply react to life as it is. Here we just need to run a permissions, and it's just one word, acceptance. And it doesn't like that very much. Acceptance. Acceptance. And to support that, that's a lot of processing for it to do. That's a big turnabout for it to do. So we actually just need to circulate all those same healing resources into the different areas of that amygdala complex. And that in turn is going to connect into all five senses so that you can better be, well, in the energy of acceptance, which also means that other people can perceive you as acceptable. Okay, and then this is almost like the energy of, like, you know when you walk through a spider web and you're like, just get off of me, webs. It's like this web of other people's projections onto you. And we're just literally like clearing the space around you. And it's going out around the heart energy fields, which is where we're clearing the cobwebs from. This heart energy field is thought to go at least 17 feet away from the body, much likely a whole lot further than that. So we're working with it through all the different layers of space that it occupies, known and unknown alike. Needs. And we're also going to do that for the back of the heart. We haven't forgotten about it too. I see all the processing in the front happening and the sides, but I haven't seen a whole lot on the back side just yet. So. Oh, okay, from the back of the heart, we also need to do an emotional relief of grief. And it's carrying the energy of disdain, like the times when people have just been like, ugh, that person, ugh. Okay, nice. Now that that's unplugged, the back of the heart is clearing off all those cobwebs too. Hey, beauty, and we're going to tap here. Slow, deep breaths, loves. Okay, love. Just giving that another slow, deep breath. And to integrate this, I see both heels plugging into the earth, connecting to the essence of Mother Earth as much as spirit alike, whatever that word means for you. And I see that energy rising through the legs, through the iliopsoas, through the diaphragm, through the heart, through the lungs, through that large intestine, through the jaws, all the way into the head brain, governing vessel, meridian alike. And as that's moving here, it's actually just releasing one more layer of misperception. This is not who I am. And as you step into that energy of being really clear on who it is you are not, others can more clearly see that as well. I sometimes get this image, I've shared it a few times, of the wizard Gandalf, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan at all, or a Tolkien fan of any sort, you've probably heard of Gandalf, and holding like his staff, I mean like, I declare it, it will be so. Okay, this is not who I am. With authority is essentially what it's asking for. This is not who I am, with authority, like you're owning it, with authenticity. All right, as you do that, there is a release of fear coming off of that stomach 6 point. What an integration. And it's coming all the way down through the left-hand side of the neck, chest, shoulders. Nice. And we're going to tap that all in, breathing here, loves. Okay, love bugs. That is all she wrong. All she wrote for today. Pardon me. I was reading, somebody had typed earlier something about with the word wrong in it, so that's what came out of my mouth. forgive me. That's all she wrote for today. Thank you so much for the opportunity to work together with you in this way, and I look forward to working with y'all next week, which we are returning to our regularly scheduled time on Wednesdays, as we normally do. And the next one will be at 10 a.m. MDT time zone, okay? And other than that, I'd love to hear how you're all doing, so let me know. Feel free to drop me a line, give me an email, whatever works for you. I'm going to sign off for now and wish you all a fabulous week. Oh, you're welcome so much. I can't hit unmute on this end anymore. I don't know. Zoom did an update and weird things happen. So if you want to, you can unmute yourselves.
Lots of love. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome so much. Mwah. Bye for now, y'all. I'm seeing lots of thanks in the chats as well. Thanks, you guys. Okay, bye for now.